to get my breakfast, and I saw him sitting at the table. I was like, what you doing? What you on? But it was pretty cool. I've always been like keeping in contact with him. I'll FaceTime him here and there, make sure he's straight, make sure kids straight, family straight, his mental straight. So it's pretty cool to see him back in here.
What kind of an impact can he have, even if he doesn't play, in terms of describe what he can do as just a locker room leader for this team?
He's a cornball. No, I'm playing. knowledge and wisdom. You know what I'm saying? He obviously got the years under his belt and game experience. So he got a lot of knowledge and wisdom that he could provide for everybody, for the young ones, and even for the older ones that maybe they didn't get yet in their career. You know what I'm saying? He might have got it. So knowledge and wisdom so far.
Is it, at this point in the year, when you drop someone new in general, how difficult is it in general to put a new personality into a locker room that's been built month over month over month in December? And then the point I'm making is, how unique does a guy like Micah have to be dropped into a situation like this and be a benefit to the team?
First of all, I feel like it just depends on your person, mm-hmm. your character. Because when Sewell came in, like...
About the same time. Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just like regular. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on your persona, your character. And then Micah been here, so he already kind of got like... People already got a feel for him. And if you don't know him, like, you probably heard about him, respectfully. He's the old head. So he make sure everybody's straight. You know what I'm saying? So it's not hard. I don't think it'd be hard for him. He been in this stadium, and like, he's been in this facility, so it's not like he don't know where to go. Like, somebody else gotta help him and stuff like that. So.
I guess how much of a benefit, you touched on it a little bit, for the younger safeties in the room to have 2-3 back?
It's probably very beneficial because Micah knows this system like the back of his hand. Like, he's been in here for like many years, many walkthroughs, many games, many losses, many lessons. So it's like they could just pick his brain and like understand the scheme a little bit better, then understand football a little bit better. Technique a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? He was a ball getter, so understand how to get the ball, understand how to watch film. So all that, like, it pretty like really be beneficial for them, for the young boys.
With this Rams offense, Bobby was talking about how much respect he has for how intentional they are and the way they, you know, mix things up and do things intentionally. Do you see that on film, and does that become the number one challenge for this team this weekend?
Them like doing new stuff?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Repeat what you said.
The way the Rams operate their offense, Bobby Babbage was pretty respectful of how intentional they are and the way they mix things up. Is that the biggest part of the challenge for you guys on defense this weekend?
The biggest challenge? I don't know. I'm not really too fond of that challenge. We're going to see different stuff every week. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the biggest challenge is for us to keep going. Keeping our foot on the pedal every week and make sure we get better than ourselves and not getting complacent. Continue to stack brick by brick, getting ourselves better individually and as a team, keep the unity and community within one in this facility, in this building. So,
is that unique to this season, that focusing more on yourself and not that you're ignoring the opponent, but maybe keeping that focus on yourself over the unique offense you're seeing this week?
Nah, it's not. Since I've been here, it ain't been different. I've been like that since I got here. Obviously, you make sure you understand the opponent. You got to know who you're going against, obviously. Make sure you know, like, the ins and outs of, like, who they are, what they like to do. But you can't get rid of what you do. You can't get rid of who you are and how you play. You know what I'm saying? So you got to keep the main thing.
Christian, you guys are 15-0 in your last 15 December and January games. What makes this team so dominant kind of late in the regular season?
Our mindset, like, we keep our mindset strong towards the end, make sure our bodies is right. And the way we practice, like, we still practice hard, even out here. We're still practicing in the snow. So just make sure our mindset is tough, like, I mean, so like we just keep striving, and it's not like, and we keep each other accountable. Like, nobody, like, if somebody head down, like, tough time, everybody got tough time. Somebody else is there to pick them up. You know what I'm saying? It's gloomy out here, the sun barely coming out anymore. So sometimes, like, the joy in this facility is what keep us going. like in the times like this, like when the season get long. And yeah, that's what I would say.
I'm not sure if you were asked this in the beginning.
Probably.
Going back to L.A. I was going to say, going back to L.A., where your first game, it gave you the start, or you earned the start in that first game. What do you remember from that, and how have you maybe changed at all as a player since, you know, what that was like as a rookie, starting your first game out in L.A. on that Thursday night to now?
What I remember? I remember looking at the stadium, because that stadium was crazy. Where I think The Rock was there or something like that. They was doing like, it was my trip, was that game? Yeah, they was doing a bunch of movie previews. And I'm like, yo, this OC. And I'm like, this is fire. It's pretty cool. I think that's what I remember the most. Just how, like, the surreal moment, I was, like, blessed. I've had a lot of gratitude. Thank God that I had the opportunity to be there and to be with those certain players that play side by side with them, make plays with them, and be able to, again, be there. You know what I'm saying? Because God could have put me anywhere in this world, and he put me there at that moment and at that time to learn what I need to learn, to experience what I need to experience. So, gratitude.